Now that Howard Dean has moved to the front of the pack of Democratic presidential contenders, every detail of the former Vermont governor's life is under scrutiny. Well, almost. When he left office in 2002, he negotiated a 10-year agreement to seal many of the official documents from his 12 years in office. That's 4 years longer than previous governors. Dean says he doesn't want to release these records because of privacy and safety concerns, but he's facing pressure to make them public. Bob Kinzel is a reporter for Vermont Public Radio, and he's covered Dean for 20 years. He joins us from Montpelier. Bob, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
How many documents are we talking about?
We're talking about lots of crates of documents. About 55% of all his papers are open. About 45% are sealed. About 200 cubic feet are open, and about 150 cubic feet are sealed. So we're talking about a lot of crates of documents.
And how did they determine what's sealed and what's not?
That was done by the governor's lawyer. The governor did not participate in that process, and there were some they felt should be put away for a number of years, and that's why the governor has said he doesn't really know what's in the sealed documents.
Well, what might be in these records that would lead the governor to seal them for such a long period of time?
Well, that's a point of great speculation, not only in Vermont, but I'm sure across the country. I think what's in there is probably correspondence between the governor and different individuals, perhaps people in the healthcare field, perhaps people who were building developments at ski areas around Vermont. So I think that's probably what's in there, and the governor taking a stand on some of those issues in private correspondence with those individuals.
Now, a natural question is, why would he do this? The very act of trying to seal records for a long period of time could well call attention to the very things that you might want to remain private.
Well, I think he saw that previous governors had a six-year sealing of their documents, and he felt that it was certainly an appropriate thing to do, and that for the historical record of his administration, he was willing to make these documents available, but not for another decade.
How does the Dean campaign explain this, or how does he explain this decision?
I think he feels that there's some information in there that should be sealed for a certain period of time because there's private correspondence between his office and some other people around the state. But I should hasten to add, he has said on several occasions in the last week he really doesn't know what's in those sealed documents. Only his lawyer does.
Many might find that a bit hard to believe, that he doesn't understand what's in those documents and what he really wants to remain private.
I imagine he has some idea that some of his private correspondence are in the sealed documents. I think he's said several times there's no smoking gun in there. So I suspect that Howard Dean has some idea of what's in the sealed documents, although he might not be able to say specifically that this document is there or this document is there.
The former governor is facing quite a bit of pressure over this issue. Do you think is there anything that he could do now to open these records now that they've been sealed?
I think what's the typical pattern for Howard Dean is that he becomes very stubborn when he's first challenged on something. And then after a couple of days, he reflects on it, and sometimes he comes to a different conclusion after those few days. I expect that what's going to happen here is that Howard Dean is going to have some kind of mechanism, perhaps open some records initially or have a group of people, an impartial group of people, to look at the records and then release them as they become available. So I think the Dean campaign is going to have to deal with this issue of opening some of these records in a relatively short period of time.
Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure.
Bob Kinzel is a reporter for Vermont Public Radio.